What sugis do we want to focus on? We want to focus on primarily three sugis. One is, and that's primary, the sugya in Megillah Daf Hei Amud Beis, Tani Rav Yosef. And then we want to fast forward to Megillah Daf Vav Amud Beis, Ein Bein Adar Rishon L'Adar Sheni, and then to swing back to the sugya at the very beginning of Megillah on Daf. On Daf Beis Amid Beis, and there we have the Kra, the pasuk of Bismaneim Zmanu Shel Zeh Lo Kizmanu Shel Zeh. So we're going to be studying now the Rambam, and then tie in some of the sugyas with the Rambam, and remind me that I want to discuss with you at the end of our meeting what we should do next week, because I have a couple of different ideas and options that I want to run by you. So the Rambam says, Shnei Hayomim Ha'elu. Now let's give a little bit of an introduction. We have two primary days of Purim. We have the 14th for the Bnei Ayoros and the 15th for Bnei Akrochim. The question is there a relationship to both days for everybody? And the Rambam says, Shnei Hayom Ma'elu, Sheheim Arba Asar V'Chamish Asar, Asurim Behesped V'Tainis L'Chol Adam B'Chol Makom. So it means that there's a status to both Yudalit and Tesfah for everybody. How so? After all, we know that the Yudalit people read the Megillah and celebrate Purim on Yudalit, and the Tesvav people on Tesvav. So what does Rambam mean when he says, Shnei Hayom Ma'elu, Yudalit and Tesvav are endowed with some sort of status for everybody? L'chol adam b'chol makom. So he says, Aser behesped v'tainis.
Did we see this somewhere in the Gemara? Like,
yeah, we're going to take a look in the Sugya in a minute. I just wanted to give you the Rambam. And the reason I want to give you the Rambam is because the Rambam has a very interesting division separating between Halacha Yud Gimel and Halacha Yud Dalet. Each Halacha has a different theme. So that's what I want to discuss with you. He says, Bein Libnei Krochim, Shem Osim Chamisha Sar Bilvad, Bein Libnei Ayoros, Shem Osim Arbasa Bilvad. Both of these days of Yudalit and Tesvav are Asur Behesped V'Tainis. That means they have a certain element of Simcha to them for everybody. So for example, if in Tel Aviv they celebrate Purim on Yudalit, they're going to have to commemorate even Tesvav as far as Isur Hesped V'Tainis is concerned. There's no Hesped and there's no fasting. Then he goes ahead a step further. And I say this in honor of today, in honor of Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. The Rambam says, Ushnei hayomim asurim behesped v'tainis be'ador Rishon u'ba'ador Sheni. That's a chiddush, that even Adar Rishon has 2 days in the Adar which are singular, are unique, and they generate their own dinim. And that's Tesvav, that's Yudalit Tesvav in Adar Rishon, as far as Isur Hesped V'Tainis is concerned. We call it Purim Katan, if you've ever heard that phrase, right? Then he goes ahead and tells us about the Anshei Kfarim, that even though they read the Megillah earlier, on Sheni or Chamishi, on Monday or Thursday, before Purim, nevertheless, that day that they read the Megillah has no other status, doesn't generate any dinim other than Kriyas HaMegillah alone, just Kriyas HaMegillah. Their Purim will still be on Yudalit. So for example, the Rambam says that when they read the Megillah on, let's say, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, whatever the day is, you know, the last Monday or Thursday before Purim, Mutarim Behesped V'Tainis. On that very day that they read the Megillah, they're allowed to have Hesped V'Tainis. The day is completely divorced of any Simcha. It's just pure Megillah. And when will they be also Behesped V'Tainis? Like all of Klal Yisrael on the 14th and the 15th. That's Halacha Yud Gimel. Now let's move forward to Halacha Yud Dalet.
Sorry, but what happened when they read I go to Moshe Feinstein.
Moshe Feinstein? I think it was on Shushan Purim, but I'm not sure. I was at the funeral, but I don't remember. Were they Hespedim? I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure. I can't tell you. Right?
I'm just thinking.
So it says the following: Halacha Yudalit, Mitzvas Yom Arbasar Libnei Kfarim VaYoros VYom Chamisha So Libnei Akrochim Lios Yom Simcha UMishte. Now notice, he's no longer talking about the overlap in which everyone commemorates both Yudalit and Tesvav. Now he's talking about the singular celebration of each one of these groups separately. So there's going to be a day of Simcha and Mishte on Yudalit for number one, the Ayoros, number two, the Bnei Akrochim, and then it's going to be a Yom Simchu Mishte on Tesvav for the Bnei HaKrochim. Okay. Now, what we see clearly here from the Rambam and the way he divides up the two halachas is that Hesped V'Tainis is different than Simchan Mishte, because Hesped V'Tainis is an Issa that applies to everyone on both Yudalit and Tesvav. But when we get to the next level, which is Simchan Mishte, so it's Yudalit for these guys and it's Tesvav for these, and there's no overlap. So that clearly means that Hespe Vitainis is sort of, let's call it the basic, and then when you get to a higher level, which is more intense, positive level of Simcha Mishte, then there's Yudalit, and then there's Tesvav. Those who celebrate on Yudalit, they have their Purim of Simcha Mishte and Yudalit. And those on Tesvav, the same is true. Now, if you take a look at the text here that I gave you on the right side on the bottom, he says, "Hare mavur mi divrei Rambam, dachiv simcha u'mishte, va'isur tainis ve'hesped havishnei dinim nifradim." They're two different dinim, as we pointed out. On Yom Yudalid, that's not going to be a day of simcha u'mishte for the Bnei Akrochim, even though it's also v'tainis and v'hesped. Yom Tesvav for the city dwellers is not going to be. It's not going to be a day of Simcha Mishta. It's only going to be a day of Iser Hesped V'Tainis. So again, let's just review what we know. The common law that applies to both the Ayoros and the Krochim is Iser Hesped V'Tainis on both days. But as far as Simcha Mishta, you know, Heim L'chud V'Heim L'chud. V'Yom Tesvav L'Ayoros. What is the status of the 15th of Adar as far as the Bnei Ayoros is concerned? It's not a Yom of Simchu Mishta, but it's a day of Issa V'Hesped. Now, when the Rambam talks about Bnei Akfarim, he divides them into these two halachas. In the first halacha, Gimel, he tells you that the Bnei Akfarim, even though they read the Megillah on the Thursday before Purim, nevertheless they're allowed to have Hesped V'Tainis on that day, and they become also Hesped V'Tainis on Yom Yudalit and on Yom Tesvav, because again, the Issur Hesped V'Tainis is always common to all Jews on both days of Yudalit Tesvav. So the Rambam in Halacha Yud Gimel, then, just to summarize, as far as the Anshei Kfarim are concerned, they will join together with all of Klal Yisrael as far as the Issur Hesped V'Tainis is concerned on Yom Yudalit and Yom Tesvav. So even though they read the Megillah on Yud Gimel, for example, they don't have an Issur Hesped V'Tainis. They just have Kriyas HaMegillah. It's a Mad Nizach. You know, it's a really strange kind of phenomenon. You know, just to have Kriyas HaMegillah and have nothing else. Not even Issur Hesped V'Tainis. Will be Halacha Yudalit. The Rambam says that when they read the Megillah in the Kfarim earlier, they don't have any celebration on that day of Simcha U'Mishta. You know, you wonder why the Rambam has to mention that. He's already told you in Halacha Yud Gimel that there's not even an Issur Hesped V'Tainis. So why does he have to tell you that in the Bnei Akfarim don't have Simcha and Mishta on that day? Let's go over the Rambam one more time in Halacha Yudalit. He says, Mitzvahs Yom Arbasol Bnei Kfarim V'Ayoros Yom Chamisha Sol Bnei Akrochim Lios Yom Sol Bnei Akfarim Shekadmu V'Karu B'Sheni V'Chamishi HaSimcha V'Amishta Ein Osin Osa El B'Yom Yudalit. Okay, maybe the Rambam just wants to emphasize that although they went ahead and they had a Mishnah and Simcha on the day of on the day of Kriyas HaMegillah, then nevertheless Lo Yotzi Dechovasim, they haven't fulfilled their obligation. Maybe that's what the Rambam is adding here. But it's quite clear the Rambam consistently separates between the Iser Hesped V'Tainis and the Chiyuv of Simcha Mishta. However, the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch Tafresh Tzadihei, he claims it's a codified halacha that the Chiyuv Simchu Mishta, he has the word Ktsas, goes hand in hand with Iser Hespi V'tainis. So it means that we in Yerushalayim should be making a Mishta and a Simcha on Yudalid, and the Tel Avivians should be making a Mishta and a Simcha on Tesvav, according to this Minhag. Again, he calls it Ktsas, so you don't know exactly what he means. But it is Mishta and a Simcha. Now, I don't know that this Minhag... Does anybody have... You know, a recollection of having a simcha and a mishta on Yudalid. I mean, for those who are celebrating Purim on Tesvav, Brian, when did you celebrate Purim before you moved to this area?
We did on Yudalid.
Oh, you did on Yudalid. Friday is not part of Yerushalayim.
Definitely not.
But do you have any recollection of a simcha mishta on Tesvav? I don't recall here in Yerushalayim having Simcha Mishta on Yudal.
People are just recovering from the first day.
Right. They were trying to... They're basically sobering up from the 14th.
They're carrying on.
Oh, if they were carrying on, maybe they were Makayim this minute of the Ramah, you know.
A lot of people have relatives that live in Jerusalem, so why are you doing that now? Everybody seems to like the 2 days.
Right. I used to go to Telstone on Yudal to celebrate with some of my friends in Telstone.
Exactly. That's what I would order tomorrow. Like if you are in both places, but not...
You wouldn't read the Megillah.
Right. I had to be very careful. You know, I couldn't go there the night of Purim, meaning Yudal, and sleep home. Of course, then I would pick up all the Chiyuvim.
Yeah.
Now we're going to study the Bir Agra. Now, in order to appreciate the Bir Agra, who says that Nomar Lios Osin Ishnei Hayomim Ha'ele Shenemar Lios Osin. There's a pasuk in Megillas Esther that says Lios Osin Ishnei Hayomim Ha'ele Kiksavim Ukizmanom. So that means that we should observe both days. And the Gaon is saying that apparently, according to this minhag in the Ramah, we interpret this pasuk as referring to Simcha and Mishta for both days for everybody,
like a general observance
for everybody. And then the Gaon says, but it seems to be against the Gemara. So now I don't know if you have a Gemara. We'll read it inside here. I have the Gemara open here. It's always good to see the Gemara inside. But if you don't have a Gemara, it's nishkeferlich, as we say. It's not terrible. Okay. Binyamin, you speak a little Yiddish?
I mean, I understand
that. Yeah, we had a Sephardi who used to take care of some of our gabos in the shul. He knew Yiddish better than the Ashkenazim. But in any event, so the Gemara says the following.
Where is the Gemara?
Daf Hey, okay. And you're looking for a Gemara of Tani Rabbi Yosef. It's about 7, maybe 8 lines down from the top. Let's count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 lines down from the top of Hayamid Beis. It's the last word in the line. Now, in the background of this is that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi planted a tree publicly on Purim. Now, planting, if you recall, we discussed this in the past, is one of the malachos that would be asur on Yontif. I mean, there are certain malachos that we could do, like cooking and baking on Yontif, but we don't plant trees on Yontif. And Rebbe went ahead and he did this. And the Gemara wants to support Rebbe. I don't know if I care, just the opposite. The Gemara wants to ask a question on Rebbe. How could Rebbe do this? When the pasuk says, that's what Rabbi Yosef says, Simcha u'mishta v'yantiv, right, the pasuk tells us that there are three dimensions of Purim, and what that means is that we have Malame Chasurim Behesped. The word Simcha means that there's no Hesped. The word Mishnah means that there's no Tainis. And then it says Yontif. Malame Chasur Basias Melacha. And now we're in deep trouble, because how do we justify Rebbe who planted a tree on Purim? So the Gemara suggests that Rebbe Bar Arbesar Hava, in other words, he did not live in a walled city, he was a prazi, and therefore chinata, on what day of the calendar did he actually plant the tree? It was Chamishasar. So now the Gemara goes into a whole tangent, because Rebbe actually lived in the city of Tveria, and Pashas, the city of Tveria, is Mukefes Choma, so how could he have planted a tree on the 15th? So the Gemara switches around. El Rebbe Bar Chamisa Sarhava, he celebrated Purim on the 15th. V'chinata Bar Be Sarhava. But in any event, the Gemara at this point is maintaining and supporting the Brice of Rav Yosef, that when it says in the Pasuk Yontif, Yontif means it's Asur Molacha. I, Rebbe, planted a tree. The answer is he planted a tree on the other day. Now, the Gemara says the following. So again, I'm skipping the part about the status of Tveria, whether it was Vadai, Safek. The Gemara says the following. What? You know, again, if you want to get into that, that's a different discussion. So the Gemara says that Rebbe planted a tree on the other day. So the Gemara says, "Pshitale mishari v'aksiv v'megilas tainis es yom arbas or ves yom chamishas or yome puria inun delom lemispid behu." So the Megillas Tainis, which records all those days that we have to commemorate because of miracles that took place on those days, records the 14th and the 15th. And those are the days of Purim. And the Gemara seems to assume that these 2 days, the 14th and the 15th, according to Megillas Tainis, are applicable for everybody. So even if let's say we attach Rebbe to the 15th, he still has to observe the 14th. So the Gemara says, "Omar Rava lo nitzucha el lesar et shel zeba zeb et shel zeba zeb, but hani milu behesped v'tainis haba malacha yom echad v'sulo." Now there's the Megillas Tainis, which establishes a common iser v'hesped on both Yudalit and Tesfot, only applies to hesped and tainis, but it doesn't apply to the iser malacha. In other words, the iser malacha is kan l'chud v'kan l'chud. I mean, and Rebbe belonged to the 15th. He could plant a tree on the 14th. Hesped v'tainis would be common to both days. Now the question is, where do we fit simcha and mishteh? So the Gaon in the Bira HaGra and Shulchan Aruch says the following, that the lios for everybody, that's only as far as Hesped V'Tainis. That's what's recorded in Megillas Tainis. But as far as Simcha and Mishnah is concerned, that should have the same status as Issa Malach. And the Gemara says Issa Malach is only one day, and that's why Rebbe can plant the tree on the other day. So how could the Ramah codify a minog that we have a chi of simcha and mishta on both days? That's for everybody.
Since we take it to the Issa Malach
category, correct. That once we said that there's no Issa Malach on the other day, then what we're left with is just an Issa Hesped V'Tainis. Like I call that the bare bones, you know, the fundamental. But beyond that, when you get up to the next level, there's no chiyuv on both. It's respect. What word can I use? It's respective, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
it's relative. So the Gemara says le'inya malacha de Rebbe, that he was allowed to do a malacha on the other day. So the Gemara says, what about Megillas Tainis? And the Gemara answers that Megillas Tainis is only in relationship to the Iser Hespiv Tainis. And that's what the Megillas Tainis means. You made Puri Inu both for Yadalan and Tesvav, Lo Mispid Behu, etc. But as far as Isa Malach is concerned, there's no Isa Malach on both days. Says the Gaon, then we're going to apply the same thing to Simcha and Mishta. Meaning that Simcha and Mishta, like the Isa Malacha, is separated from Yudal Tesvav, I mean those people and those people, because Hani Mili Behespe Vitainis, that we only apply Yudal and Tesvav universally with vis-a-vis Iser Hespe Vitainis, Abba Malacha Yom Echad Vesulo. And the Gaon quotes Rashi. Rashi says that the pasuk of Simcha, Mishta Simcha and Yontif, does not relate to both days, but rather this for the Yadalit and this for Tesvav. Rak Rabbanan Osu Shnei Yom Behesvi V'Tainis Kechol Yom Maksubim Megillas Tainis. But there's no chiyuv simchu mishta, because simchu mishta doesn't apply for 2 days; it only applies for 1 day. So that's question number one on the Ramah, that the Gemara seems to assume, based on Megillas Tainis, that the only crossbreeding as far as the 2 days of Purim is concerned for the Ayaros and the Kfarim is only as far as Iser Hespid V'Tainis is concerned. But these days are not considered days of Yontif, and therefore there's no Isur Malacha, and the Gaon assumes, based on Rashi, that therefore there's no Chiyuv Simcha Mishta. So if you belong to the Yadalid camp, then you'll observe Simcha Mishta on Yadalid, but not on Tesvav, and vice versa. So how do we justify the Ramah, who says that the minig is to have a Simcha Mishnah on both days, on both Yudalit and Tesvav?
Sorry,
Rav,
before you come back to the Rav, what does the Gemara do with the Pasuk that Grov wrote?
Lasot
et Shnei Yomim, what does the Gemara do with the Pasuk?
So, Lasot et Shnei Yomim means each group in and of itself. Mm-hmm. And then we have the Megillas Tainis that says, but as far as Hespid V'Tainis is concerned, that's common to both the Prozim and the Krochim. Now we have another Kasha. This is from the Gemara on Daf Beis Amid Beis. So let's see if we can open up to Daf Beis Amid Beis. And the Gemara has a pasuk again in Megillas Esther. It says Bizmanehem. Let's see if we can read the pasuk. It says Al-Kain, just 1 second. Where is the post? Vayomim ha'elin nizkarim v'nasim b'chol dor v'dor, mishpacha, etc., etc. And it says, lo yavru mitoch ha'yehudim. In any event, let's just say this. It says bizmanehem. If anybody sees it, please let me know, because I don't want to spend time looking for it. You know what I mean? We don't have that much time. And Bizmanehem is Mano Shalze Lo Kizmano Shalze. Oh, there it is. On the second of the wide lines. Do you see that?
Mm.
It says Omar Krab Bizmanehem Zmano Shalze Lo Zmano Shalze. So the Gemara says the following. Ashkechan asiyah zechira minayin. Omar kra hayom meilu nizkar minasim iskish zechira asiyah. So we have a hekish between zechira and asiyah. So the pasuk bizmanehem tells me that as far as Megillah is concerned, 1 second, let me just get this straight. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that as far as Asiyah is concerned, we're going to derive from Bizmanehem that Zmano Shalze lo Kizmano Shalze. That means that Asiyah, which is Simcha and Mishta, is only obligatory on one of the 2 days. Zmano shel zeh, lo kizmano shel zeh. And therefore, just like Mikra Megillah, which is called Zechira, is only knowing for the Tel Avivians on Yudalid, so too, jumping from Zechira to Asiyah, based on this analogy, the Asiyah of Mishteh and Simcha is only on Yudalid. So we have another sugya against the Ramah. Because the Ramah says that there's Simcha Mishteh even on Tesvav for the Yudalid people. How could that be? Now, at this point, in honor of Rosh Chodesh Adar Aleph, we're going to study a Gemara on Daf Vav Amid Beis. And the Gemara says, it's actually a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Ein bein ador rishon la ador sheni el kriya samigilu matonis levyonim." Okay, so what that means is that the Megillah has to be read on Ador Sheni. Okay. Now the Ein Bein here has to do with Parashios, Seder HaParashios. We're not going to get into that now, but we want to take a look at Tosfos, Divrei HaMaskil Rabbi Eliezer, and he says the following. He says, Yesh Noagim. It's about 5 lines down from the top. Lasos yimei mishteh v'simcha bar basar u'bechamishasar shel ador rishon. Now, we were wondering whether there's simcha mishteh on both Yudalit and Tesvav in Ador Sheni. Now he has a minug, and we'll see that the Ramah is going to codify this, of simcha and mishteh on Yudalit and Tesvav of Ador rishon. That gives us 4 days of Simcha Mishteh. We have, you know, this is great. It's a good time to invest in booze, you know what I'm saying? Right, because you've got now Yudalit and Tesvav times 2, according to these Minhagim. You know, we take this minhag together with the Ramah, and basically both Minhagim are codified in the Ramah. One is in Tofresh Sadi Hey, the other is in Tofresh Sadi Zion. And we got 4 days of Simcha Mishteh. You know, we're really moving towards our goal of Agantz Yoris Purim. You know, at least we got up to 4 days of Purim. And then he goes on and he says that Riyah Tadumas Nisa Nami Mashbakein. The simple reading of the Mishnah would seem to indicate this, because the Mishnah says that the only difference between Ador Rishon and Ador Sheni is Mikra Megillah and Matanis Levyonim, which goes with Mikra Megillah. But as far as Simcha Mishnah, it seems like both Ador Rishon and Ador Sheni have the same status. So this morning I was in a minyan where this afternoon, it was after Mincha, we broke out in a song, Mishenichnas Adar Mar B'Simcha. I mean, that reflects this Tosfos over here. But the problem is the Tosfos rejects it. He says, Lo Nehira. It doesn't make any sense. To Amrina B'Gemara, Holy Inyan Hesped V'Tainis, Zeves Eshavim. That what the Mishnah tries to imply here is an equality equation between Adar Risha and Adar Sheni as far as Hesped V'Tainis. Michlal, the Simcha Mishta Leka, that Simcha Mishta doesn't apply on Ador Rishon, it only applies to Ador Sheni. However, the Ramah in Siman Tofresh Sarivav writes, Yesh Omrim Shechayv Laharvos B'Mishta V'Simcha B'Yudalit Sheba Ador Rishon, which you'll see here on your left column, and the Beit Yosef there in Tofresh Sari Zion quotes the Smak. And he says, "Ha'olam lo nagu lasos mishteh v'simcha kiim v'yudalid be'ador rishon." Afal gav shebe'ador sheni nagu gam tesvav b'simcha b'mishteh. So now he's making the following distinction. He's accepting, according to the Smak, the minig that we saw earlier in Tofresh Sadiyeh in the Ramah, that there's simcha mishteh on both yudalid and tesvav in ador sheni. But to go a step further and set up Simcha Mishta on Ador Rishon, that we're not going to do. Lo Nagu. V'taima, Mishum Di Oma Talmuda Ein Bein Yudalit Shem Ador Rishon V'lo Hizkir Tesvav. Oh, so one second. I don't think I presented this accurately. Let me go. Can we rewind a little bit? He says in the name of the smack, Ha'olam lo nagu lasos mishta v'simcha ki'im. I missed those two words. Ki'im b'yudalid sheba adarishon. In other words, even though in Adar Sheni the minig is to have Simcha Mishtar both Yudalit and Tesvav, but in Adar Rishon we're only going to take it on Yudalit. So I have to reduce it now according to Beit Yosef to 3 days out of the year, not to 4 days, because on Tesvav we're not going to observe it as a day of Simcha Mishtar. Now wait a second, I don't get it. According to the Smak, and the Ramah accepts the Smak, that in Adar Sheni you need Mishtar v'Simcha on Yudalit, so why not on Tesvav? You understand what I'm saying? Because in Adar Sheni, we're going to have 2 days of Simcha Mishtar, both Yudalit and Tesvav. And now you want to apply that to Adar Rishon, so why do you stop at Yudalit? Why not include Tesvav? That's what we're asking. Okay. Now we're up to Vehanira Bozeh. Now let me give you a choice here. Would you want me to read through the text, or would you prefer Baal Peh? What's your preference? We have five people. We have an odd number, so we can.
I prefer Baal Peh.
Okay, we're all in favor of Baal Peh. Raise your hand. We have three people Baal Peh. All right. So I'll tell you what, Binyamin. You and I will read it inside, and then we'll say Baal Peh. It's everybody will be happy.
Come on, whatever you
do. All right. He has an interesting analysis of what is Yontif and what is Simchas Yontif. And then from there he wants to know, what about Purim? Does Purim have the identical status as far as Simchas Yontif is concerned? So let's take a little bit of a tour of Simchas Yontif. The Torah says, V'samach v'chagecha. So you're looking on the next page, which you'll see on the top left, it should say Resh Gimel on it.
Yeah.
And you're on the right column. And the Rambam says the following, line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, line 5. This is Perek Vav, Mehilchis Yontif Halacha Yud Zayin, Chayav Adam Lios Bohen, on these days of Yontif, Sameach V'Tov Lev. Now, we have a principle called Ein Simcha El B'Basar V'Yayin. So imagine on Yontif, I set up my Seuda and we're having a wonderful time. We're eating good meat and we're drinking good wine, and that's it. But if you look at the Rambam carefully, you get a much different impression. The Rambam is saying, Lios behem sameach v'tov lev. And here's going to be the chiddush of the Brisker Rav. He wants to say that there are two possible definitions of simcha. One is what we call a limited simcha, that's pinpointed and concentrated on one moment, so to speak, the moment that I eat the meat and I drink the wine. And then there's another concept of simcha, definition of simcha, which encompasses the whole day. It's not pinpointed at time one or time two, you know, when he's eating his basar, but it spills over and encompasses the whole day. And the Brisker Rav says that from the language of the Rambam, Lios Bahen Sameach V'Tov Lev, he means on a Yontif you have to be Sameach V'Tov Lev, that encompasses the entire Yontif, meaning the 24 hours of Yontif, we are enjoined to be in a state of Simcha V'Tov Lev. And now he wants to ask the question, what's going to be on Purim? How do you define Simcha and Purim? Is it pinpointed? Is it limited to the moment of Seuda? Or does it encompass the whole day? Is there a similar corresponding concept of Lios Bahen Sameach V'Tov Lev that encompasses the entire day of Purim? So the Brisker Rav doesn't address that question, but the Gvuris Yitzchak wants to suggest that it really depends. It depends on how I define Purim. If I define it as a yontif, then it has the same, again, it's only Darabonin obviously, but it has the same status as a real yontif d'oraisa with the mitzvah of simcha, lios behem sameach v'tov lev. However, there is a possibility of saying it differently. That, you know what? Purim is not a yontif. It's only an act of simcha and mishteh, where at that moment that I'm drinking and I'm eating and I'm having a wonderful time at my Sudas Purim, at that moment I'm being mekayim in the midst of simcha, but it doesn't encompass the entire period, 24, you know, the 24 hours of Purim. And he wants to suggest the following, that this is going to be the difference between Ador Rishon and Ador Sheni. What do I mean? That as far as Ador Rishon is concerned, that's going to be just a simcha and a mishta that is concentrated, that is limited to the moment of simcha and mishta. We're not going to say that the yontif of Purim emerges on Ador Rishon. We're going to say that Ador Rishon, according to this minog, has a chiyuv of Simcha and Mishta, but it's only Simcha and Mishta. It's not in the day itself, is not called a Yontif. The day of Yontif of Purim is in Ador Sheni. Oh. But what about Tesvav? Meaning we're in Ador Sheni now. And what about the Tel Avivians? What is their status? Or shall we say, what's the status of Tesvav on Ador Sheni, which with regard to the Yudalid people, or vice versa? And he says the following. I'm going to read to you some of the lines here at the end of the first paragraph, and then we're going to read some of the lines on the second paragraph. He says, "Nira de biyom Yudalid, dechal al ayom chalos din yom simcha, v'chiyuv oliel sameach v'tov lev." The day of Yudalid is now a day of simcha. The entire day is a day of simcha. V'hu chiyuv tadir. It's a continuous obligation. Al kol sha'av v'sha'av mi'ayom. That's as far as Yudalit is concerned. Masha enken tetvav, de'lo havi yontif libnei ha'yarot, lo havi yom simcha. You cannot classify or define tesvav for the ayarot as a day of yontif. It's not a Yom Simcha, Ella, but rather Tzarech Lasos Mishte. In other words, at the moment of Mishte, at that moment, you have to be B'Simcha. V'leka Chova Simcha Al Kol Hayom, Rak V'Shas HaMishte. And now, he wants to ask the following. What is going to be on Ador Rishon? We said that there's a Minog on Ador Rishon. And he's going to postulate the following. If you remember, we said before in the Smak and the Ramah that in Ador Rishon we're going to only observe Purim for a Mishteh if we're in the Ayaros on Yudalit. Right? That's where we get the 3 days of Mishteh and Simcha. We have the 2 days of Yudalit and Tesvav Vador Sheni, and now we're adding Yudalit on Ador Rishon. I'm talking about the Ayaros now. I'm not talking about the Yushalmin. So he wants to suggest that although on Ador Rishon, Although on Ador Sheni, the minhag is going to extend Simcha and Mishta to Tesvav, but not so on Ador Rishon. Why? Because Ador Rishon itself is only Simcha and Mishta. It's not a Yom and a Yom Tov. In other words, what we're willing to do on Ador Rishon is to say that although Purim is on Yudalit and Yudalit is a Yontif, it's a Yom Simcha, Lios Behem V'Sameach V'Tov Lev on the entire day, Tadir, we're willing to then have a clone, sort of, but not exactly a clone. We're going to take one element of Mishta V'Simcha and we're going to graft it onto Tesvav, but that's only Simcha and Mishta. Oh, so now when we get to Ador Rishon, what we're going to do in Ador Rishon is we're going to commemorate with a minog the day of Yontif of Ador Sheni. And we're going to make it into a day of Mishta V'Simcha. But if in Adar Rishon the day of Tesvav itself was not a yontif, it was only Simcha Mishta, we're not going to expand that and apply that to Tesvav on Adar Rishon. Let's see if what I said makes sense. Are you getting the general feel of where we're going here? We'll review it, Amir Hashem, because it's a bit detailed, but we'll get. He says, therefore, we can answer the Gaon's kasha. What was the Gaon's first kasha? The Gemara Megillah and Daf Heyamid Beis assumed that the only common practice for both Yudalit and Tesvav, we're talking about Adar Sheni, is only the Iser Hesped Vitainus. Right? And there's no Yontif. And the Iser Malacha doesn't apply on Tesvav, if you're a Yudalit guy, right? Is Mashbel Lekachiv Simcha B'Tesvav? That was the Gaon's understanding of the sugya on Hamid Beis. There is no Chiyuv Simcha or Mishteh because all we have on Tesvav is an Isra Hesped V'tainis. That's the base bottom, rock bottom that's common to all Jews. But now we can say that what the Gemara had in mind when it said Umi Shari, how could Rebbe plant a tree on both of these days? And the Gemara asks on the other of these 2 days, so Gemara asks Akasha an objection from Megillas Tainus. It says that both Yudalit and Tesvav are also Hesped V'Tainus. So the Gemara thinks at this point that Tesvav has the same status as Yudalit. It means that Tesvav, like Yudalit, is a Yontif. And when the pasuk says Leos Osim Es Yom Arba'as Al Chodesh Adar Ves Yom Chamishas Arba B'Chol Shana, it means that there's a din of Yontif on both, for everybody, on both Yudalit and Tesvav. And if it's a din of Yontif, that would generate number one Achiv Simcha Mishta on both days, and number two, it would certainly prohibit Malach on both days because there's no Malach on Yontif. And this is all in the Havamin interpreting the pasuk of Yom Lasos Yom Yudalid, right, and Yom Chamisha Sarbachol Shana for both members of the population, both groups of the population. So then again, the Gemara raises the objection, how could Rebbe plant a tree? So the Gemara answers that, you know what? Yom Tesvav is not a Yontif. It's a day that has a pinpointed Simcha U'Mishta, but not an all-encompassing Simcha U'Mishta. The all-encompassing Simcha U'Mishta is only on Yudalit. So Rebbe's allowed to plant a tree on Tesvav, or vice versa. I'm not going into that detail with Tveri and all that, right? Rebbe's allowed to plant a tree because although the second day, right, the other alternative day is endowed with an Isra Hesped V'Tainis. It might even be a Yom Simcha Mishta to some extent. Mm-hmm. However, it's not a Yontif. And if it's not a Yontif, there's no din of the Yom that the Yom itself should generate an Isra Malacha. Mm-hmm. And therefore, Rebbe's allowed to do it. But now we're going a step further. And we're saying it's not a Yom as far as Mishta V'Simcha. We are obligated in Simcha Mishta on the second day. But only the pinpointed, concentrated Simcha Mishta. When we sit down and we eat the meal and we drink the wine and eat the meat, that's when we're happy. But the all-encompassing 24-hour Simcha, that's reserved for the 14th. Because the 14th is for the Bnei Ayaros, that is the day that's invested with the status of a Yontif. And if it's a Yontif, then it generates a Leos Bahen Sameh V'Tovleh that encompasses the entire day. When we get to Tesvav, okay, Tesvav is not a Yontif. You know, we can't, for the Bnei Hayaris, you cannot define Tesvav as a Yom Tov, but what you end up with is a Chiyuv Simcha Mishta, but that's just at the time that you sit down and you eat your Suda. The Kavan, the Tesvav lo have a Yontif, it's not a Yom Simcha Mishta. Therefore, it doesn't have the status of a yontif as far as Isra Malach is concerned, and therefore Rebbe's allowed to plant a tree. And therefore, we now have squared off the Ramah with the minug of Mishta V'Simcha Tesvav, with the Gemara in Megillah Daf Hey. We thought the Gemara Megillah and Daf Hey was saying that all you're left with on Tesvav is simply Iser Hespi Vitainis. No, that's not what Gemara is talking about. The Gemara wants to know if Tesvav is a Yontif, like you Dalit. And the Gemara says no, it's not a Yontif. And if it's not a Yontif, it doesn't have an all-encompassing 24 hours of Simcha like a Yontif, and it doesn't have an Iser Malacha like a Yontif. But that doesn't mean that Tesvav is limited simply to Iser Hespi V'tainis. No, we're going to have something else. So you know what we're doing now? We're creating another notch over here. Mm-hmm. The lowest notch is Iser Hespi V'tainis. The highest notch is going to be an Iser Malacha. The Gemara is saying that we're rejecting the Iser Malacha. Right? But what we're saying is now that in between these two polar extremes of Hesped V'tainis and Iser Malacha, we have two different levels of Simcha and Mishta. We have a lower level of Simcha Mishta, low flame, and that's a Simcha Mishta that's pinpointed at that moment that you have the Simcha Mishta. Then we have a high grade, high profile, intense Mishta V'Simcha that's chal on the entire day. And here's going to be the difference between Yudalit and Tesvav. Yudalit is invested with the status of a Yontif, which means that the Simcha Mishta encompasses the whole day. It's like a Yontif Do'oraisa with Lios Behen Sameach V'Tovleh. But when it comes to Tesvav, that's not invested with the status of a Yontif. It only has a Chiyuv Simcha Mishta as a Maisa Simcha Mishta, only concentrated on that moment. And that, therefore, the Gemara itself is not a contradiction to the Ramah, because the Gemara just is vacillating back and forth. What's the status of Tesvav? Is it simply a low status, or is it the all-encompassing status, and it's a clone to Yudalid, because the Pasuk says, Lios Osim is Yom Arba, Solachodesh Ador, Ves Yom Chamisha Sarbo. And the Gemara says, the Nafkamina is going to be where the Rebbe is allowed to plant the tree on the other day. So the Gemara answers, no. You misread the Pasuk. The Pasuk is telling you that for the Bnei Ayoris there's Yudalit, and for the Bnei Akrochim it's Tesvav. But what the Gemara means is that as far as the status of the day as a Yontif, to invest the day and endow it with the status of Yontif, that's limited to Yudalit and not to Tesvav. But as far as Simchu Mishta, together with the Iser Hesped V'tainis, but the single pinpointed time period of Mishta V'Simcha, that we have even on Tesvav. And if that be the case, we can answer the Gaon's second objection to the Ramah. He quotes the Megillah, the Gemara Megillah on Daf Beis Amid Beis, Mano Shel Zeh, Lo Kiz Mano Shel Zeh, which means to say the Chiyuv Simcha Mishta is only on Yudalit and not on Tesvav. No. What the Gemara means by Zmano is the Zman meaning the high-powered status of Yontif. Yom Tesvav is not a Yontif for the Bnei Ayoros. It's not a Yom of Simcha for the Bnei Ayoros. That Tesvav is not. It's not a Yontif. So Metoris Chiyuv Yontif, which means the all-encompassing Leos, Behen Sameach V'Tov Lev of 24 hours, that doesn't apply to Tesvav. And that's called Zmaneim. Zmano Shel Zeh Lo Kizmano Shel Zeh. But that's as far as Zman is concerned. But as far as Achiv Simcha Mishta unto itself, as a Maisa Simcha Mishta at the time of the Suda, that could apply even to Tesvav, hence the Minog of the Raman Tafresh Tzadi He. And if that be the case, maybe now we can understand the Smak and the Ramah, who apply the Minog of Simcha Mishta to Adar Rishon, but only as far as Yudalit is concerned. And the question is obvious. If on Adar Rishon the Ramah codifies a Minog of Simcha Mishta both on Yudalit and Tesvav, why shouldn't he have a mirror image that with regard to Adar Rishon and extend the Minog of Simcha Mishta even to Tesvav? But the answer is that even though Adar Rishon has this Simcha Mishta, that's kind of like a little bit of a mirror image of a lower key extension of the status of Yudalit on Adar Rishon. Let's read it inside. It says, Afal pi sheba Adar sheni noig simchu mishta af biyom tesvav, but mikomakom Adar Rishon lo nogu laso simchu mishta ki imbi Yudalit levad. And la mavur asi shap, we can understand this. The Adar Rishon eino noig rak hadin yontiv v'yom simcha shel yom yudalit. Just one second. Wait. I'm getting myself a little confused here. To be Ada Rishon. Just one second. We're almost at the punchline. The Ada Rishon. Eino Noeg Rak Din Yontif. The Yom Simcha Shel Yom. Oh, okay. Well, what does he mean? A full fledged Yontif? Avol Biyom Tesvav She'eino Yontif. Even in what? In either Sheni. He changes one thing. I didn't have this. He's saying that on Adar Rishon, according to the Minig of the Gaon, Eino Noeg Rak HaDin Yontif. Just one second. How do you read this line? You see two lines above the before the end of the. Can you read that with me? Deva Adar Rishon, Eino Noeg Rak HaDin Yontif, V'Yom Simcha Shel Yom Yudalit. I'm not sure what he's saying here. It's a little bit confusing to me. Eino noeg rak. The word rak sounds like he's limiting it, no?
Yeah.
Rak adin yontif. But then he says, yom simcha shel yom yudalet. That sounds like he's giving it to full-fledged, all-encompassing, you know, lios bahen sameh and tov lev. I don't know. But the rak here is out of place. Now, I would have said that the minhag on Adar Rishon is only the Maisa Simcha.
No Yontif at all.
And it's not a Yontif at all. That's what I would have said. Mm-hmm. Well, let's just think about this. What is he saying here? Tiba Adar Rishon Eino Noeg Rak Hadin Yontif Yom Simcha Shal Yom Yudal. What does he mean Yom Yudal? He means Yom Yudal of Adar Sheni. Or does he mean Yom Yudal of Adar Rishon? That's what's confusing to me. Let's see. For he says the fine. Afal pi deva adar sheni noig simchu mishte af biyom tesvav. But again, the simchu mishte of tesvav is only the simchu mishte that's limited. We call it by the rishon lo nagu lasus mishte v'simcha ki im biyudal levad v'urasi shaper. Why is that so? Deva adar rishon. Eino noeg rak hadin yontif yom simcha shel yom yudalid. I don't know, it sounds like he's saying that the minhag of Adar Rishon is to encompass the entire day. I don't know what the word rak is doing here. I will be Yom Tesvav She'eno Yontif V'Yom Simcha, even on Yudalid. I'm sorry, even on Adar Rishon. Is Yalfinim Yehodek Siv Lios Osen and Shneyom De'ika Chiyum Yuchat Lassus Mishta V'Simcha V'Yom Tesvav Afagam Delo Avi Yontif Is Hachiyuv Enenoa Grak Ba'Adar Sheni V'Lvad V'Lo Ba'Adar Rishon U'Lekach V'Tesvav Ba'Adar Rishon Eino Chiyuv Simcha and Mishnah. Just a second, let me just see. Maybe I missed something here. Was there anything here about Adar Rishon except for the paragraph Vehine back on Resh Beis? Right. but it's not a yontif. Am I right? Vyontes vav. It's not a yontif. It's just mishtev simcha. But kiyam simchu gak b'shas ha-mishtev. But there's no chova simcha that encompasses the entire day of Tesvav. Because the day itself is not a yom shel simcha. Okay, what does that tell me about Adar Rishon though? Does he speak about Adar Rishon at all in the paragraph Lefi HaMavur? Right, no, here in this paragraph he's just trying to reconcile the apparent contradiction against the Ramah from the various sugyas by establishing that the sugyas are only talking about Yom Simcha, Yom Tov. But he doesn't say anything here in this paragraph about Yudal, about Adar Rishon. So the only time he discusses Adar Rishon really, besides, you know, introducing the Ramah, that there's a chiyuv of Ribui Simcha and Mishta on Yudalit of Adar Rishon, is here in the paragraph of Me'ata. So if I want to rack my brains, the only thing I can do is figure out how to read these last two lines. There's nothing else in the article here to help me. So he says that Lefiyam Vuras Yishatu Adar Rishon. Now again, Adar Rishon, right? We had, what was the objection to Adar Rishon? Let's see if we go back. Right, Tosus backtracks on Adar Rishon. Why? Let's go over that again. Tosus says, "Lo nehira da amrina b'gemara le'inyan hespe v'taynis zevez eshavim michal de simchu mishtaleka." And now the Rambam is saying that there is simchu mishta on the yudalit of Adar Rishon. And how do we square with that? And the Rambam in Hilchos Megillah says in Adar Rishon there's no chiyuv simchu mishta. There's only an iser has to be v'tainis. But the Rambam says the chiyuv of ribui mishta and simcha on yidal b'Adar Rishon. And we saw in the Beis Yosef in the name of the Sfak that minig is only simchu mishta on yidal but not on tesvav, even though. In Adar Shadi, we have the Simcha Mishnah on both days.
Oh, maybe sorry, that's Adar Rishon is like weaker because Adar Bet is a power that it can transfer also to the second day, but Adar Rishon can't do that.
Oh.
It can only do it for Yudalit itself.
Oh, but what is the status of Yudalit and Adar Rishon? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Right, the Gemara says, Ein bein Yudalit shev Adar Rishon. Right?
Why does it still have that obligation of Simcha Yom Tov? On
Yudal
of Aleph, where does it come from?
That's what it's not clear here. He's just saying that in the Mishnah's language it says Ein bein Adar Rishon Adar Sheni el Kriyas HaMegillah, implying that as far as Simchu Mishta there is a commonality, but Tosfos points out the commonality is really only as far as Hespe V'tainis, but not as far as Simchu Mishta, and therefore he rejects his opening line that Yesh Nogim Lassos Yimei Simchu Mishta. But now we're saying that in the Smak there will be Mishta v'Simcha on Adar Rishon, but only on Yudalit and not on Tesvav. So I was wondering, in the context of this presentation, what would be the status of Yudalit and Adar Rishon? Are we talking about a day of Yontif, you know, a full day of Simcha, since it's a Yom Simcha that would encompass the entire day? I find that hard to believe, but right, but in the light of his words, it seems like that's how far he wants to go, because again, Ein Bein Adar Rishon LaAdar Sheni El Kriyas HaMegillah now is saying that as far as everything else, which includes Simcha Mishta, according to the Ramaz Minog, Adar Rishon is equal to Adar Sheni. But then we have the question about Tesvav. So we're answering that even in Adar Rishon, Tesvav was a lower level. It was just a Maisa Simcha. All right, so we can take a break from bottom line, Binyamin. It seems that in his understanding, the status of Adar Rishon, as far as Yudal, is a full fledged status. You know, we're gonna graft
Based on what?
Again, based on the language of the Mishnah, right? The whole deal is based on the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says that we shift the Megillah reading from other Rishon to other Shein.
And that's the difference between,
And that's the difference between the two. So other Rishon really is a month of Purim. And that's going to express itself in Simcha Mishta on Yudalit of Adar Rishon. Now, the reason why we're not going to extend that to Adar Sheni is, like you said before, because even... I'm sorry, say it again. The reason we're not going to extend that to Tesvav and Adar Rishon is because Tesvav, even in Adar Sheni, is only a clone. It's like a second generation. It's just a facsimile and a... like just a reflected image of a Yom Simcha, but it's just Simcha Mishta at the time of Simcha Mishta. That's not going to spin off into Adar Rishon. But once we have the Yudalid invested with the full-fledged status of Yontif, with the day of Simcha on Adar Sheni, now we're going to apply that in the Ein Bein to Adar Rishon. And we're going to graft onto Adar Rishon, as far as Yudalid is concerned, that status of a Yom Mishta, because... But the only thing is the word Rakov. I don't know why he added that. That confused me.
Yeah.
He says the Adar Rishon, Eino Noeg Rak. Oh, maybe the Rak is coming to exclude Tesvav. Oh, let's see if we can read it that way. Rak Adin Yontif Yom Simcha Shel Yom Yudalid, but not the Din of Yontif and Yom Simcha of Tesvav. So it sounds like if you accept this minhag of the Rambam, which is the last statement of the Rambam Hilchos Megillah, and even in Adar Rishon you're going to celebrate Simcha Mishta on Yudalid, then you're going to do it in the full swing, and it's going to be, as we said in the Rambam, Sameach v'Tov Lev. That's going to encompass the entire day of Yudalid of Adar Rishon. And that's why I said to you before that we after Mincha we broke out in a song Mishenichnas Ador. That would make sense if the Yudalid Adar Rishon is a full day of Simcha, and that would spill over to encompass the whole month of Adar Rishon, and the whole month of Adar Rishon now becomes a month of Simcha Mishenichnas Ador, right? Because why is Adar Sheni Mishenichnas Ador? Because it has Yudalid, which is a full day of Yom Simcha and Mishta. It sort of in mushrooms, you know, it spills over to encompass the whole day. Now we can apply that even to Adar Rishon.
There's an opinion that says that.
There's a Chatam Sofer that seems to say he dates his tshuva to a certain rabbi that he's writing an answer to, a response to a question, and he writes the date Yom Adar Rishon Shemar Bimbo B'Simcha. He says Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon Shemar Bimbo B'Simcha. Now again, how much can you build on that? But it seems that the Chasam Sofer does have such a thing. The Sfas Emes went very far. He said that if you had a Yom Simcha Mishta on Adar Rishon on Yudalid, then you're potter from Simcha Mishta on Adar Sheni.
Wow.
That is totally off the charts.
Yes.
And that's going very far. The Ksav Sofer, the son of the Ksav Sofer, writes that on Adar Rishon, you should not only have Simcha Mishta, but you should also have Matanis Levyonim. Because Matanis Levyonim is always considered a greater Simcha than the Suda and the Mishta. Because the Rambam says if you have limited funds, and you have a choice of embellishing your Suda with those extra funds, or adding to the Aniyam, you should give to Aniyam, because Ein Lecha Simcha Gedola Misu. So if you're already attaching Simcha to Adar Rishon on your Dalit, then with the Kal V'Chomer from the Suda, you should have the Simcha, the Aniyam of Matos Avi, because that Simcha is even greater than
Simcha. What does it do with the Mishnah?
Right. So it's against the Mishnah. But anyway, it's an interesting Kiddush of the Ksav Sofer. I mean, logically, there's some compelling logic to it, but it's against the Mishnah. The bottom line is that it could very well be that Adar Rishon, it's very confusing, but it might be invested with the status of Simcha.
Well, if you said Sfat Emet at the end, that's incredible. What do you
mean? That's incredible. Sfat Emet says that that you yotze already a mitzvah of Simcha and Mishnah and Adar Rishon.
Supplant other events. Wow.
Right. All right. Thank you very much. We'll stop here.